Hello and welcome to another episode of the Brick House Team Previews 2016-2017 NBA season. This is Bob Johnson.
And I'm Matt Baker. Bob, this is our number 20th team, so we're inside the top 20.
The top 20 is exactly where we find the great Chicago Bulls. Matt, I wanted to take this opportunity to tell our listeners, maybe the opportune verb would be beg our listeners to leave reviews on iTunes and also to rate the show. We're basketball minds at Brick House, not so much social media marketing minds.
Right.
So we're going to need help from our listeners. What I normally do when I like a show is just tell a friend, hey, you guys should listen to this.
Sure.
I really enjoy it. You probably live in traffic like I do. You're going to need some entertainment. These Brick House previews, I think, make a great suggestion,
man. Yeah.
And
great.
It's free.
They're great. They're free.
So, yeah, if you rate our show on iTunes, if you leave us a review, you can tweet at us. We will send you Brick House swag. We're going to need your address, of course, and your fingerprints. But
credit card numbers.
But no. Otherwise, it's completely free.
Yeah.
Completely free. So if you would do that, we will stop saying it because we are going to sound like Larry Mantle raising money for KPCC with these begging queries. So just do it. Please. Please. Matt, can we go on to our Chicago Bulls skit? Do we have some sort of recording?
Well, Bob, it's no secret that the Bulls and Tom Thibodeau didn't leave on good terms. It was about a season and a half of power struggles, and after that, the Bulls finally fired Tom during the offseason before the last year of his deal. Thibodeau routinely clashed with the GM Gar Foreman and VP of basketball operations / Matt Baker child dream killer John Paxson. And it even came out the front office was poisoning the well by trying to turn players against their coach. So on draft night, when we heard that the Bulls and the Timberwolves were in talks to trade for the fifth pick, it was kind of shocking because Thibodeau was just given full control of the team.
Right.
This should have been obvious to everyone that it was a bad idea, but Gar Foreman and Tom Thibodeau decided to negotiate with one another. And we actually have the phone call here, Bob.
Awesome. Can't wait to hear that one. Probably going to be a little awkward.
Gar, how you been? I walked 3 miles today myself. How about you? You undermine your coach this morning?
Oh, Tom, it hasn't really been long enough for me. What do you want?
So many things, Gar. So many things.
If you want Jimmy Butler, we're not giving him away for free. He's under contract for the next 3 years.
Hey, listen, how about you trade me Jimmy and I don't kick you and Hoiberg's ass every game next season? My Wolves are going to beat your Bulls by 30 next year. You're lucky we only played twice.
Well, we want Wiggins, LaVine, and the number 5 pick, but only if Chris Dunn's available.
Who am I trading for here, Gar? Michael Jordan and a hand job? I'll give you Shabazz Muhammad, Gordy Dang, and Rubio. Oh, and hey, Gar.
Yeah?
Go fuck yourself, you Doyle Brunson-looking motherfucker.
Now, that's just an insult of an offer. You know I built 60-win teams in Chicago? I'm sure you don't, because I don't remember a single thank you.
Hey, Gar. Hey, Gar. What did the prize bull say to the evil farmer?
What? Go F myself?
No. He said, trade to man. And then he says, by the way, anyone ever told you you look like the hick leader of a snake-handling cult?
I always thought you looked like Danny DeVito's stand-in in Batman. Forget Wiggins. You can have Butler for LaVine and Dunn.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'll make this easy for you, Gar. I'll give you Shabazz and Dang. Final offer.
That's worse than your first offer.
My time is very valuable, Gar. What kind of fucking name is that anyway?
And it was awkward. You know, whenever people report that it was really close, like these two teams were so close to getting a deal done.
Yeah.
I always wonder how they measure that. It seems like one of the made up things that journalists say.
Like Gar Foreman before he faxed in the deal, wrote Gar and then F-O-R, but couldn't finish the M-A-N. Like, that's how close.
So close.
Yeah, he was so close to signing off. Yeah, that is a good point. I never thought of it in that way. Like, is that just media-driven? Oh, they were so close, so close.
Absolutely, I think so.
Yeah, that was kind of, hey, you know what? I never felt that deal was going to get done, but I did feel it was close. So
yeah, who wants to read an article that says, well, they talked for 10 seconds and quickly decided that it was never going to happen?
Did you see Moneyball?
Yeah.
I liked some of those trade scenes where Brad Pitt playing Billy Bean was just like, we got Bob Johnson. What do you want for him? We're looking to trade him. All right, Matt Baker, good, deal. And then he would just instantly hang up, you know? Like, he wouldn't even, there was no negotiation, no, like, well, maybe. Just like, Bob, Matt, deal, hang up, got him.
That's official.
Yeah.
You know, by popular demand, people have been commenting on the recordings and saying they enjoy them, but people have been missing our comparisons that we did in the previews last year.
Oh, wow.
I'll do a short version for the Chicago Bulls.
Okay.
You saw the new Star Wars movie?
I did.
It's debatable, but I think Oscar Isaac is essentially the new Han Solo. You know, you could say it's John Boyega, too. They're both pretty fun characters.
Yeah.
So in this one, I'll say Jimmy Butler is the new Han. You know, the Chicago Bulls had a famous shooting guard once upon a time.
Yeah, might have heard of him.
Big shoes to fill.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy Butler's had this opportunity now to really become the new star and, you know, maybe get out of the shadow of the great
Jamal Crawford.
Crawford.
That's who we're
that
talking
came before
about, right?
Him. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, they're going to actually film the movie. And what do? But they bring back Han Solo and add an aging Dwayne Wade to the mix here. It really crowds the space for Jim Butler, is my point. Anyways, that's how you mix a metaphor map. They did a lot of changes to the lineup, including Dwayne Wade. Lost the New York Knicks team, or what is now the New York Knicks team.
Sure.
Joakim Noah, Derrick Rose. They lost Pau Gasol to the San Antonio Spurs. Mike Dunleavy. Where did Mike Dunleavy end up? Do you know?
Cleveland, didn't he?
Wow, that's a nice pickup.
I'll double check that, but I think
Aaron Brooks is gone. Aaron Brooks is like a bad penny. He just keeps turning up on the Bulls or the Rockets.
Yeah, Dunleavy's on the Cavs.
On the Cavs, wow.
Yeah.
Etuan Moore is out. He's starting somewhere now. Oh, I think it's probably the Pelicans.
Pelicans.
And Cameron Bairstow.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll be missed. Who did they add? They added Dwayne Wade, Rajon Rondo, Robin Lopez, Jerrion Grant. They drafted Denzel Valentine, Paul Zipser.
Zipser.
And they traded for Spencer Dinwiddie.
When I think about changes, I think, hey, guys, we meant blow up in a rebuild way, not a blow up on the court everyone is going to hate each other way.
Yeah, Dwayne Wade once almost ripped Rajon Rondo's arm out of its socket in a Eastern Conference. I believe it was the Eastern Conference Finals,
right.
Celtics versus Heat on a fast break steal. Dwayne Wade came up from behind Rondo and, like, tackled him down to the ground, falling on his elbow and dislocated his elbow. It was an amazing game. I actually watched that in Boston at a bar.
People were going nuts, huh?
Yeah, Rondo came back into the game and played with his left arm dangling
right. Like
it was a dead arm.
Yeah.
He can't really shoot as it is, but played with one arm against the Miami Heat and ended up leading the Celtics to victory that game. Really exciting.
And now, the starting lineup for your Chicago Bulls!
Mirotić might not even start. He had a really good rookie season.
Yeah.
He's like a 25-year-old rookie, but his sophomore year, his shooting percentage went down.
Right. So would you say they might start Taj Gibson or Bobby Portis?
On Real GM, I saw them starting Taj Gibson, or, you know, they had him on there. I think Bobby Portis has some opportunity to move into that role. He's like a black Kristaps Porzingis. Did you watch him in Summer League? The Bulls went 7-0 in Summer League. Yeah. This is Bobby Portis's stats. He had a PER of 26.8, true shooting percentage of 56%. He averaged 17 points, 10 rebounds, 1 assist, 1.5 steals. He shot 10 for 24 from three-point line.
Wow.
16 of 23 free throws, 49% field goal percentage. He's a good player. He's really tall. He can shoot. He can defend the hoop. Didn't get a lot of playing time last year.
No, he didn't.
This will definitely be his opportunity. And he can stretch the floor, which is exactly what they need.
Right.
Otherwise, yeah, between Rondo, Wade, Butler, Gibson, Robin Lopez, what do you think the Bulls' average three-pointers made from that starting lineup? Like 2 3-pointers made per game, maybe?
Rondo isn't getting any.
Rondo's not getting
Lopez
any.
Lopez isn't getting any. So between Wade, Butler, and Mirotić, or Wade, Butler, and Gibson, Gibson isn't getting any.
Yeah, he doesn't shoot threes.
So between Wade and Butler, we'll say maybe, yeah, 4, if they're lucky. I mean, I can understand the appeal of bringing Wade back to his hometown because of the jersey sales. I saw the other
jersey sales. Yes.
Yeah, I saw the other day. I saw someone was walking towards me, and they had a Bulls 3 on the front. It was a jersey T-shirt.
Uh huh.
I was like, oh, interesting. Bulls number 3. I have to wait and see who. Like, I want to catch the back of that shirt to see who that is. And it said Wade. And I was like, oh yeah.
Randy Brown.
Yeah, I always, I'm constantly forgetting that Wade is on the Bulls.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, one stat I saw, or just a thing that was pointed out on NBA Reddit, from the 2012 finals was the Thunder versus the Heat.
Right.
Now in 2016, the 6 best players from that finals are all going to play on different teams this upcoming season.
Wow.
The big 3 was broken up in Oklahoma and in Miami. Let's talk about record prediction. We do have them all the way down at 20, or at least I do.
Record prediction.
Matt and I differ on our predictions, of course. You know, there's a lot of different teams to predict.
Right.
I have them exactly as the same record as the New York Knicks, but I have them ranked slightly higher because they both made desperate moves with their trades and their free agent acquisitions, but I feel like the Bulls should be ranked higher because their desperate moves are more short-term. You know, they only signed Rondo to a 3-year deal, same with Wade.
Right.
They could opt out after 2, whereas the Knicks just locked down Joakim Noah for the next 4 years. So 39 and 43. It's my prediction. 42-40 was their record last year. They missed the playoffs with that one.
Bob, I'm going crazy here. I'm going 45-37.
Okay.
That's only 4 games over 500. I'm going best case scenario here.
I think when they interview Fred Hoiberg during the season, you're going to see him struggling to fight back tears. How do you think the Bulls can beat the Golden State Warriors, Matt?
If you're going to be Francisco, be sure to give Riley Curry a death stare.
What I wrote down is, honestly, I could see this team getting a win against the Warriors. Why? I don't know. Now that we've broke it down and talked about the lack of three-point shooting, maybe they can't.
Yeah. Yeah, so like negative of the Warriors.
Maybe team. Their best option would be to throw Portis in there. What do you think?
I said that Dwayne Wade would have to pull the same Houdini trick he did in 2010, convincing LeBron James and Chris Bosh to join him in Chicago. And then, you know, if they won 3 championships in a row in Chicago, where they've done that before, after they did that, then the Bulls owner could just decide he doesn't want to pay them anymore and run them all out of town. That's what I say.
And now it's time for a personal anecdote with Matt Baker.
Matt, the people want to know if you have ever made a bad trade.
I have. I was thinking about this morning as I was putting on all my fancy clothes to come over here. And,
tying your tie.
Tying my tie. One time, when I was living with my brother Adam in Tempe in Arizona, a kid came to the door, lovely young man. It was like one of the kids that was selling magazines, you know, the ones that come to the door. And
I did that job.
Sure. Well, I hope you did it better than him.
Yeah, probably not.
No, yeah, because he was a nice guy, and I was feeling particularly charitable that day. I know I don't really go for that type of stuff, but I saw, like Sports Illustrated and Beckett Basketball Monthly.
Oh, yeah.
A few different basketball ones. I'm like, you know what? Gave him some cash. I was like, here's a subscription, or give me a subscription, whatever it was. I'll take these two. Then like 6 months later, I'd completely forgot about it. 6 months later, I realized I'd never got any of those magazines.
I think that might have been a personal anecdote answer last year. I remember that.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
That might have been. Yeah, you're right. I think it might have been. It just.
It's a good one, though.
Yeah.
Good to run that back.
That is a bad trade. Forgive me if I said this last year, was it now gives me a built-in, legit, non-lie excuse to never do any of that again.
Yeah.
Because I can say, oh, I got scammed once, I don't do it again. And it's not a lie. It's a perfectly legit. So maybe it was good in a way.
Spare change? What, are you going to put that in a jukebox?
Yeah.
Not falling for it, mister.
Are you not going to give me my magazines either? So, okay, I'm sorry I gave you. I'm sorry I did the repeat on that. You know, I'm not a wealth of information.
Hey.
On the next episode of Brick House.
So, you know, in the Jordan All-American game now, they're doing USA players versus world.
Right.
This next team is essentially the world team. And they're not the Spurs.
Okay.
It's a world team that has to do their best not to get a contact high just walking around their city.
Right.
We'll find out who we're talking about on the next great episode that you're all going to tell your friends about of Brick House.